Fat Man here, doing yet another fatty interview. Today's guest, Masako.
Hey.
Okay, let's just get this going right off the bat. Question one. You're mostly known for Naruto Abridged, but what are some of the other projects you've been known for?
Well, obviously there's Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Then there's... I also do the occasional fan doubles with friends of mine and, yeah, other people. And then also there's my personal... my voice acting series I did on That Guy with the Glasses, Masterbox. But other than that, that's pretty much what I do at the moment.
Ah. What made you decide to get into voice acting and bring in a bridger?
Well, the voice acting thing came first. It was about 2005. That was a long time ago. I was introduced by Rina-chan, or she was known as Kagami Higurashi at the time. I just sent her what I could do. Like, I remember four samples. I'm sure I've got them around here somewhere in my computer. Anyway, she just pointed me to the Voice Acting Alliance. That's where I went, and that's where I built up my skills. And I owe everything to the whole voice acting thing, becoming a bridger to her. That's pretty much that. And as for being in a bridger, it was just me and Vegeta, 3986, we just thought, could we abridge Naruto? Is Naruto abridgeable? And turns out it is.
Very damn straight it is. Speaking of Vegeta, 3986, is he still over in Japan, and how is he nowadays?
He's doing alright. He's just completed the first 6 months of his teaching in Japan. Yes, he's fulfilling the otaku's dream right there.
lucky bastard.
Teach high school kids English. He's there for another 6 months. So he's doing good.
That's good to hear. How did you decide to do Masterbox?
Well, basically, I picked up a lot of voice acting tips over the years, everyone asks about, how do you get into it, and how can I do it and stuff. So, I thought I'd be good and just say, I give back what the fans have given me, they give me kudos. I wanted to just like say, I want to teach you. I want to like give you something back. And I feel like I have done with this. Loads of people have helped, and I believe I've heard the Voice Acting Alliance, and the Voice Acting Club's got quite a few more members, which is good. Fresh new talent's always best.
True. The room you recorded Masterbox in, is that your computer room or your bedroom?
That would be my bedroom. That would be the corner of my bedroom. And there's, with the posters and my Harry Potter books on the top and my overspill of my closet. So I really need to clear out my closet. I've got some clothes that are too big for me. I need to get another. I keep doing it every 3 months, but it just keeps getting full. It's annoying.
I know how it is. Are you planning to do a version of Masterbox, but for scripts or something like that?
I'm more of a voice actor. I mean, I can do scripts, and I included some tips on scripts, but I don't think I'd have enough. I have enough expertise to do a master script or something, something like that. I don't think I'd have. I have enough expertise to do that. I don't think I'd do it justice.
If someone would like you to help them with a script, would you help them or send them more towards Vegeta's way?
Well, I send them more to Vegeta's way because Vegeta's the one that writes the scripts. I mean, I'm the one that mixes it. I mean, sure, I've done Mahoro Abridged, and I've written a couple of things myself, but I don't consider myself good enough to weren't people asking me things, so yeah. Vegeta knows a lot more than I do.
Any advice you could give someone doing a podcast or just into voice acting in general?
It's essentially, it's a case of just understanding that this is not going to happen overnight. You know, these things take time to develop, and you know, if you're patient and you just, it can just keep on at it, you know, you'll get there. And so long as you just do it, you know, take it seriously, but have fun at the same time, you'll enjoy it, and it'll be really fun. You'll get to meet lots of people, and you'll get to be in really exciting projects. It's a very fulfilling experience.
I'll keep that in mind, because I'm trying to do the whole get into voice acting thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been doing this for 4 years, so, and I'm still learning, so... You're basically, no matter how long you're in it, you'll always keep learn. That's the beauty of it. It's, you know, you never master it.
True. Could you give us a rundown of how you prepare to do recording and how you get into character?
Well, basically, with recording, it's just getting, you know, making sure my microphone's plugged up, all the scripts up on the computer screen, and, you know, Audacity's running. Then, you know, once you've got all the technical sides out of the way, you can then start to record. And essentially, what I have is, I have trigger lines. Like, sometimes I might not be too sure what's how to say, you know, speaking a character. So, for example, with Goku, if I'm not too sure how he sounds, it's like I do a, "Hey guys, I'm Goku!" So something like that, so it kind of like gets the goofiness, and it kind of just settles me in and saying, okay, that's how Goku sounds, okay, I'm good. And then with Gohan, it's, yeah, "Gohan, Gohan!" So it's like that. So as soon as I do that, so long as you have a trigger line or a point of reference, so that means you kind of know how it sounds and a line you know you can do, that's good. And then essentially, it's just, that's how you get started, and then you just carry on from there.
What programs do you use to do your voice acting and video editing?
For voice acting, I use Audacity. I use Audacity to record, and Cool Edit Pro to, or Adobe Audition to clear up. As for video editing, I used to use Premiere. I recently taken a delivery of an iMac, and I'm now video editing on Final Cut Pro. So that's a bit more exclusive, especially, yeah, it's more of a Mac thing. I'm learning how to use a Mac. I'm not a convert, but I'll gladly use both a PC or a Mac. But Premiere is the one I use basically to get started in with Naruto Abridged. So
who comes up for the jokes for most of the Naruto Abridged videos, by the way?
Oh, the eye catcher. It swings between us. I mean, sometimes it can be me that comes up with a joke, or it's Vegeta. It depends. If we haven't got one in mind, we kind of just, you know, leave it out in the open, and then if, you know, I've got something I want to do, I just do it. Or, you know, we just think, have you got something? Yeah, I think I've got something, so. Sometimes we've got something played out in our minds as soon as we write the script, Vegeta writes the script, and sometimes it's spur of the moment, so it depends. It depends on whether we've written it down in advance.
I see. Okay, I gotta notice, how the hell the log thing came in, and how'd it come to be?
Well, basically, we noticed in the first few episodes that Sasuke always seemed to come into contact with logs, and not in a very beneficial way. So basically, Naruto disguises himself as a log, or, you know, Naruto clone is a log. Then Kakashi it's a clone of a log. And then, the water clone, Kakashi, that's also logs, so... We know that, you know, logs are used as training methods as ninjas, but Sasuke seems to be very prone to them in the earlier episodes, so we just made it that the log could just, you know, hate Sasuke. and then it just stuck.
It's indeed funny. So, why all the Choji hating?
Well, I don't hate Choji. I think Choji's cool. But we're not really hating Choji. I mean, basically, it was just turning his ravenous appetite personality on its head, but instead of making him sound, like a ravenous, always eating all the time, we just make him sound a bit posh and, like, but along the same end, it's like, instead of just kind of him going, run, run, we just go, oh dear, I believe these potato chips look really quite Moorish, and so, oh dear, salt and vinegar flavour, absolutely left and utterly splendiferous. So it's like, all that. We just kind of turned his appetite around on its head. That's all done.
Okay, I gotta bring... I'm just saying this. I do want to hear him at least at one point say Fatty's Rule, just for some laughs. Because I thought that was hilarious in the original, honestly. As my phone's going off in the background.
Okay.
If someone asked you to do a voice with him... would you do it, and how would they get a hold of you to do it?
Well, if anyone's got wants me in a project or something, or wants me to help out, then you just send a message to via YouTube, or do that, or via the Voice Acting Alliance. Just private message me there, and just give an outline what the project is, and I'll just give it a look. Depends on how I can do it, because my time's very, very kind of limited in terms of recording, but yeah, that's the way you could do it. Just pop me a line on the VAA.
All right, because I do want to get a hold of you for one of my projects.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite voice you've done? Can you give us a sample of it?
Ooh, that would have to be from a series called Kairin. That would be the character of Winner Sinclair, very bumbling vampire hunter. But he has a really, really kind of posh voice, almost, but he sounds really, really upbeat, and it's just like, ooh, and he just sounds really flustered, and I absolutely loved it. It was one of my earlier voices, and it's just really stuck with me all the time, but obviously playing Goku, I mean, Goku is absolutely amazing. And then, playing Coco from Pretty Cure, I did lines, clips I did with Nippa. Yeah, that was cool too. Yeah, because I find it really annoying because I don't really get to play the Bishonen character a lot, and getting to play Coco, I get to play that, and I get to play a furball character as well, which is fun. So yeah, it would have to be Winner Sinclair and Goku especially.
Okay, have you ever had any awkward moments with fans? And if you have, what is your favorite moment, if you want to share?
Well, I haven't really had any awkward moments with fans, but I suppose one of the more memorable ones is, it's kind of like most people forget this, but, most people find out I'm British, and that's quite a surprise to them, and then all the abridged stuff that I do an American accent, and most people then just accept it, because most people don't seem to think that, I'm putting it on. And then when I talk on, stuff like this or on my videos, they go like, oh my god, you're British, I totally forgot. And it's like, well, that's a new one. They know I'm British, then, they accept my American accent, and they completely forget I'm British, and then they're completely surprised again. I just, it's just really, really funny.
Honestly, I would have to say I kind of had one of those moments about the whole, you being British thing, because for a while I did thought you were American. No offense.
None taken.
Let's go on to the next question. Do you play any of video games or just normal games, and do you have any favorites?
Oh, yeah, I do have my favourites. I play Rock Band a lot. I play Rock Band 2 a lot. And recently I got the highest score on Tenacious D's tribute, but that got quickly superseded by a veteran of Rock Band. And I think that was one of the crowning glories. I mean, but You know, I do play video games from time to time. I mainly play driving games. You know, like, I've got Need for Speed Shift, and I'm looking forward to Forza 3. That's a really good game. I'm really looking forward to that. Raging Blast, I'll be getting that too. So, yeah, and obviously I'll be playing Goku a lot. And so you know, catch me on there on my 360. So yeah, I do play video games, but Rock Band 2 is my favourite game at the moment.
I honestly, I've played the whole Rock Band thing. I can't sing worth shit, so I'm more of the guitarist.
Hmm. Well, everyone's got their own their speciality on there.
I mean, okay, I can remember all the songs, the lyrics by heart. Just I can't sing worth shit. Which
no,
really,
go on. I can't really sing that well myself. It's just more of a, an accuracy.
Hmm. Well, boys,
it's more of a case of being accurate.
Any projects you're planning to do, or you would like to promote, or that you're in, you like to promote?
Well, basically, there's more Team 4 Star on the way. I've recently recorded lines for the newest episode, so that shouldn't be too long in the pipeline. I'm thinking up. There are a couple of projects I've got on the way. And I kind of like review shows, and I want to do my own top 10, and so it's all up in the air at the moment. I've got some things in the pipeline, but I'm not too sure exactly at the moment.
Alright. Any shout-outs you want to do to your fans and friends?
I just want to say, hi, Jayla, you know, hey, and hey, Rena, you know, you're awesome, and also the guys of the Team 4 Star Rock Band, you know, talking about Hosagi, Kiss of the Dragon, and Zexel, you know, that's cool, we're the crew. We're going to totally rock Expo this year. We're going to take back... We're going to reclaim our title. Awesome.
I heard you're going to a con this October to November. Do you guys have a booth or panel, or are you just there to, like most everyone else?
Well, I'm going to two conventions. I'm going to one in London, the MCM Movie Comic Media Expo. I'm just going there as a, you know, yeah, like anyone else, and yeah, take part in a Rock Band tournament there. That's on the 24th and the 25th of October. Then a couple of days after that, I have a couple of things to like convalesce, and then I'm off to Detroit, Michigan for Yomacon. I'll be there as a guest along with Kaiser, Lanning, and Tarka. We're there as guests, and yeah, we'll have panels and, you know, we'll meet and greets and do some other stuff for the convention. But, yeah, I'm really excited now. It's the end of the month. I'm getting really excited. I'm just waiting for my tickets, and I'll be good to go.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have fun. Wish I could go.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'm in America.
If you had your own soda drink line, what would be called and what would be the slogan?
I guess it would have to be Master Soda. Since I call Master everything, yeah, Master Co-X and Master Co, Master Box, I might as well just go the whole way and say Master Soda or Mar Soda. And it would just be, yeah. It's like, basically taste the limey. Yeah, I'd be a lime drink called Mar Soda. Tastes the limey.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay. If you had a personal voice, or if you do, what is it?
Well, basically, I got two. There's follow your dreams. You can reach your goals. I'm living proof. Beefcake! From an old South Park episode. I just keep remembering it. And then also there's the thing, people weirdly ask me to sign things, I don't know why, you know, but the way I do it is, I do stay in school, your hope of the universe, Master Co-X.
I'm sorry to laugh about that, but that is funny.
Well, it's just like the whole, I am the hope of the universe. God, I can't wait for that bit. I can't wait for Super Saiyan Goku.
Same here. I want to see how that one turns out.
So do I. Seriously.
Okay, I let my friend write down a few questions, so here's his first question. If you had to pick a character from an anime to be your roommate, who would it be? And could you give us a sample of his voice, or hers?
Well, in terms of a guy, it would probably have to be, that's a noodle scratcher right there. I suppose it would be, for a guy, I'd probably be Gohan. The kind of adult Gohan, I probably won't be Gohan in later episodes, but if I was Gohan, I'd probably play him like this or something. And, he's quite diligent, and, he'd make sure that everything was all spick and span, although, to be honest, I don't like that too. I'm a bit of a neat freak. And in terms of a girl, that would either have to be Yuki Nagato from Haruhi or Ruri Hoshino from Nadeshiko. Because they're both so cool. Simple as.
Okay, next question. What's your favorite songs to sing on the Rock Band games?
Well, that would have to be Tribute, IV by X Japan. Or if people aren't too sure about that song, it's the ending theme from Soul 4. Then it would have to be Miss Murder, AFI, that's a good one. And then Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. That's a good one too. That's one's just howling. It's a, yeah, your sex is on fire. It's a bit of a weird lyrics, but yeah.
Well, not all songs are supposed to be sane-able, right?
I guess so, but...
What game systems do you play regularly, and any games are you looking forward to come out?
Well, I think I answered this, but at the moment I have an Xbox 360, and I have a PC, obviously. I'm talking to you on it right now. But 360 is the one I mainly play. And, again, I'm looking forward to Forza 3... I was looking forward to Need for Speed Shift, but I've got that now. Future Rock Band games. That's all I've got in the pipeline at the moment. But yeah, last few weeks have actually been pretty good for games. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay, is Kabutu going to do more James Bond lobbing again?
I think I've got that phrase here, so James Bond lobbing. It's not lobbing, it was James Bond LARPing. Live-action role-playing. So it was, Carvato was just pretty much pretending to be James Bond. So, I will do some more lobbing in the future.
Okay, have you ever thought about doing AMV since you do the editing for Naruto Bridge?
Well, actually, I have done a couple of AMVs in the past. There's one on my YouTube channel, but I would love to do some more AMVs, but I get that initial idea or that initial drive to do something. I really want to do an AMV of Gurren Lagann, but I can't seem to... It's just then the execution. I'm just never sure how to... Yeah. I know that if I've got something, and I've got something on the timeline, I can do it, but it's just that initial getting it, structure. I can't seem to do it. It's what bugs me a lot.
I know the feeling, honestly. I have, like, so many ideas, it's like, yeah, no, not doing it. And
yeah.
Just for a random question, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I would sing the national anthem backwards.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much the end of the questions. So, everybody listening to this, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Fat Man.
And I'm Masako X. And I'm Goku. And I'm hungry. Is there any bacon here?
Yeah, it's over there.
Mmm!